Support for this podcast comes from Outdoor Supply Hardware, inviting listeners to Osh's big anniversary sale celebration, May 20th through the 26th, featuring daily deals, $15,000 in giveaways, 20% off store-wide on Saturday and Sunday, and a lot more. Learn more at osh.com.
From KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Saul Gonzalez in Los Angeles. Many Californians, especially in Northern California, are waking up to power outages, down trees, and flooding this morning as a massive storm dumps several inches of rain across the region. We're also getting the first reports of deaths due to the storm. The San Francisco Chronicle and other news organizations are reporting an infant died when a tree fell on his family's home in the town of Occidental in Sonoma County, and a woman was killed during a car accident in Solano County. Governor Gavin Newsom has declared a state of emergency. The proclamation should help with faster disaster response and directs Caltrans to request immediate emergency assistance from the Federal Highway Administration for potential highway repairs. Meanwhile, the Bay Area is currently under a flood watch, a high wind advisory, and a high surf warning. Evacuation warnings continue in parts of Santa Clara County because of flooding, fallen trees, and blackouts.
Support for this podcast comes from Outdoor Supply Hardware, inviting listeners to Osh's big anniversary sale celebration, May 20th through the 26th, featuring daily deals, $15,000 in giveaways, 20% off store-wide on Saturday and Sunday, and a lot more. Learn more at osh.com.
The weather is also affecting education. In Santa Clara County, 13 school districts aren't opening their classrooms today. In Sonoma County, Eric Wintmer's house with the county's Office of Education spoke about conditions that led to the decision to close schools in his area. He says most of the trouble is on the west side of the county, where many smaller, more remote schools are located.
Then due to kind of a mixture of downed trees or not having power at campuses or concerns about flooding and transportation in the morning hours.
On the peninsula, nearly 20,000 students are out of school today. Meanwhile, Pacific Gas and Electric says about 80,000 customers are still without power this morning. Most of those are on the peninsula. In the greater Lake Tahoe area, the National Weather Service has issued a backcountry avalanche warning because of all the snow. It's asking people to stay off potentially dangerous terrain. Here in Los Angeles, where it's coming down hard now, there are reports of street flooding and road and highway closures. Attention is also on hillside communities and the possibility of mudslides. In San Diego, beaches will see waves as high as 12 feet and possibly up to 20 feet in some places. There are also concerns about the integrity of coastal bluffs. Meanwhile, San Francisco Mayor London Breed is pleading with residents to avoid dialing 911 except for emergencies.
We see the rainfall. It's coming down hard, and it's not letting up anytime soon. We can expect mudslides and a number of other issues, and so we're asking people to just really use the 311 line for non-emergency, non-life-threatening issues and 911 when there is a life-threatening scenario.
Mayor Breed is also advising city residents to stay indoors.
Did you ever wonder what it's like to live alone, hidden in the woods, not speaking to a single soul for 30 years? Or wander the desert, uncover a hidden well, and dive to the bottom of the deepest water hole for 2,000 miles? The Snap Judgment Podcast takes you there with amazing stories told by the people who live them, with an original soundscape that drops you directly into their shoes. Snap Judgment. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Of course, the storms are also creating additional misery for homeless people. Before heavy rain started falling in San Francisco, my California Report co-host Mari Bolaños spoke to some unhoused individuals to see how they were preparing to cope with the rain.
It's the calm before the storm in the Tenderloin District of San Francisco. About 30 people are lining up to get a free meal from the Glide Walk-In Center, which provides social services for the unhoused community in the area. Paul Sandlin says he comes here for dinner most evenings. He usually sleeps in the northern part of the city, where he says it's quieter, but he says there isn't much shelter against the rain.
There's just a couple of places where we can stay a little bit out of the rain. I guess there's one shelter now over by some flower place by the Golden Gate Park, but I don't know if I'll make it down there tonight for that.
Where do you think you'll make it down to?
Probably back to the marina area. It's just easier. I know the area and know where to go, so.
Jennifer Friedenbach is the executive director of the Coalition on Homelessness. She says it's not uncommon for unhoused people to feel that way.
That said, there are a lot of people out there who want shelter, who would love to get inside, that haven't had a way to access shelter since before the pandemic and are really miserable about being wet.
On Tuesday, the city of San Francisco allowed shelters to let in more people. Friedenbach says that's only 170 additional beds for the 4,000 people who are unsheltered every night. Still, she's worried not enough people know about these extra beds. And it's for good reason. Back at the Glide Center, Stephanie Mondragon says she hasn't heard of these shelters. When I ask what she's doing to get out of the rain, she tells me,
I just wing it, but at least I have a coat.
Saul?
That's the California Report's Mari Bolaños. Oakland's Wood Street Commons, a homeless encampment, has been facing a rough few days. Residents preparing for widespread flooding before the storm were busy stacking sandbags, securing tarps over tents and RVs, unclogging storm drains, and building walkways out of wooden pallets and scraps of metal. Jazz Colibre is a Wood Street resident.
Yeah, we've been doing all sorts of things to make sure folks are covered and safe from the elements, like setting up tarps and getting people like ponchos, rain jackets, hefty bags to put precious belongings in so they don't get water damaged.
Residents are asking the city to delay plans to close the camp on Monday. They say moving during the storm will destroy their belongings and risk their health. So far, the city hasn't said if it will delay the move. But the city of Oakland has declared a local state of emergency in response to the storm and has opened additional beds at city shelters. In San Mateo County, officials opened shelter beds for residents displaced by the storm. The county has secured 160 hotel rooms with 125 people currently sheltered. The College of San Mateo is on standby with 70 shelter beds as well. Here's Mike Kalagi, San Mateo County's executive officer.
We have asked the public to join us in preparing and trying to shore up their homes and their businesses so that we may not have to respond to the extent that we have before. Really, the highest priorities on those areas where flooding will displace people.
San Mateo shelters will remain open through the weekend or for as long as people are displaced.
Support for the California Report comes from Stanford Healthcare, where their greatest reward is a healthy patient. The Wesley Foundation, investing in California's underserved youth. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose philanthropy includes Schmidt Futures, which bets early on exceptional people making the world better, on the web at schmidtfutures.com.
And that's the California Report for Thursday, January 5th. We're a production of KQED Public Radio. Remember to check out our daily California Report podcast and subscribe to it. You can find it wherever you get your podcasts. Also, tune into your local public radio station for more storm news in your part of the state. I'm your host, Saul Gonzalez in Los Angeles. Thanks so much for listening and good luck weathering the storm.
Did you ever wonder what it's like to live alone, hidden in the woods, not speaking to a single soul for 30 years? Or wander the desert, uncover a hidden well, and dive to the bottom of the deepest water hole for 2,000 miles? The Snap Judgment Podcast takes you there with amazing stories told by the people who live them, with an original soundscape that drops you directly into their shoes. Snap Judgment. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Sasha Coca, host of the California Report magazine. Every week, we bring you stories about what connects us in the giant, diverse Golden State. Because what happens in California changes the world.
I love this place. We were once seen as like the place to be, California. the land of milk and honey. That's where you go to Sunshine State, but we just have challenges right now.
KQED's California Report magazine. New episodes drop every Friday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love learning about the San Francisco Bay Area? Its history, its people, its unique blend of cultures? Then you should check out the Bay Curious book. I'm Katrina Schwartz, editor and producer on the Bay Curious podcast, and I'm here to let you know that for the month of May, we've worked out a sweet deal for KQED podcast listeners. Right now, you can get the Bay Curious ebook for $1.99. That's right, $1.99. Just search for Bay Curious wherever you get your ebooks or find a link in our show notes. This offer does expire at the end of the month, though, so you'll want to act on it fast. Happy reading!